Chapter 5. Mr. Rochester was away for 3 weeks. When he came back, he brought lots of people with him. The first night, Mr. Rochester held a party, but I was not invited. The next day, the party went out. I gave Miss Varens her lessons. Mrs. Fairfax told me, "Mr. Rochester wants Miss Varens to meet everyone, and you to go with her," she said. She told me how to behave in front of all the ladies and gentlemen. I put on the dress I wore to Miss Temple's wedding, and Miss Varens wore her pink dress. I also wore my pearl brooch. We waited in the drawing room for everyone to finish dinner. 8 ladies came in and whisked Miss Varen away from me to sit on the sofa. I sat by the wall and waited. The gentleman came in with the coffee. Mr. Rochester didn't look at me. He sat down on the opposite side of the room with the ladies. I now knew that I was in love with him. The party talked about Miss Varens and governesses. None of them liked governesses. One of the ladies sat and played the piano while Mr. Rochester sang. When he had finished singing, I left the room. Mr. Rochester followed me. "How do you do?" he asked. "I am well," I said. "Why didn't you come and talk to me?" he asked. "I didn't want to be in your way," I replied. "What have you done since I left?" he asked. "I have taught Miss Varens her lessons," I said. "You look sick. What is the matter?" he asked. "Nothing, sir," I replied. "Did you get sick when you put out the fire?" he asked. "No," I said. "Then go back to the drawing room. You can't abandon me so early," he said. "I am tired," I said. He looked at me for a minute. "You are upset. What is it? Tell me," he said. "Nothing. I am not upset," I said. "Yes, you are. You are about to cry. I won't ask you to tell me now, but I want you to come to the drawing room every night my friends are here. Send the nurse to get Miss Varens. Good night," he said. A new gentleman came to the house. His name was Mr. Mason. The girls thought he was pretty. I didn't like him. A fortune teller came to the house to read the fortunes of the young ladies. The young ladies were Blanche Ingram, her sister, Mary Ingram, and Amy and Louisa Eshton. Blanche Ingram wanted to marry Mr. Rochester. She was a nasty woman who was horrible to Miss Varens. Blanche went to see the fortune teller first. When she came back, she told everyone that the woman was a liar and a fake. Mary, Amy, and Louisa went to see the fortune teller together. They were too scared to go alone. The 3 girls believed that she was a real fortune teller. The servant came over to me and said the fortune teller wanted to see me. I went into the room and sat down. The fortune teller asked, "Why don't you tremble?" "I'm not cold," I said. "Why don't you turn pale?" she asked. "I am not sick," I said. "Why don't you ask me questions?" she asked. "I am not silly," I replied. She laughed at me. "You are cold, you are sick, and you are silly," she told me. "Prove it," I said. "You are cold because you are alone. You are sick because the best feelings stay away from you. You are silly because you suffer without needing to," she told me. "Show me your palm. I will read it." I gave her a shilling, and she looked at my hand, and then she looked at my forehead. She spoke in riddles. When she had finished, I saw her hand and knew who the woman was, and, "You are not a fortune teller," I said. "You know me?" he asked. "Take off the red cloak," I said. "The string is in a knot. Help me," he said. "Break it," I said. Mr. Rochester broke the string and took off the cloak. "What a strange thing to do," I told him. "Yes, but it came off well," he replied. "With the ladies," I said. "Do you forgive me, Jane?" he asked. "I may, but it was not right for you to do," I replied. "You are right. What is everyone doing in the drawing room?" he asked. "Talking about the fortune teller?" "Did you know a man called Mr. Mason arrived today?" I asked. "Mason?" He went pale. He gripped my wrist. "What is wrong?" I asked. "Jane, I need your support," he said. "You have it," I replied. We sat down. He held both my hands. I wish the two of us were living on an island far away from here. "Somewhere trouble couldn't reach us," he said. "Can I help?" "I will do anything to help you," I told him. "I need a glass of wine. If you see Mason, tell me what he is doing," he said. I did what Mr. Rochester asked. I told him that they were all laughing and talking. "What would you do if everyone turned against me?" he asked. "I would stay with you," I said.
"To comfort me?" he asked.
"Yes," I said. "Go to Mr. Mason. Whisper in his ear that I am in the library and want to talk to him," he told me. "Yes, sir," I said. I took Mr. Mason to Mr. Rochester, and then I went to bed. I woke up. I had forgotten to close my curtains, and the moonlight woke me. I went to close my curtains when there was a horrible cry. It rang through the house. I was very scared. It came from above me. "Help! Help! Help! Will no one come?" a voice cried. "Rochester, for God's sake, help!" I heard a door open and footsteps. I got dressed and went to see what was going on. Everyone was out of bed and in the corridor. "What is going on?" Blanche asked. Mr. Rochester came down from the floor above. "A servant had a nightmare. Go back to bed. Nothing is wrong," he said. I went back to my room and sat by the window. I waited to see if anything else would happen. When the house was quiet, there was a knock at my door. "Yes," I said. "Are you up and dressed?" Mr. Rochester asked. "Come out quietly. I want to show you something," he said. I did what he asked. He took me upstairs. He unlocked the door of the room above mine. He held my hand. We went into the room. I heard the horrible laugh. He took me to the bed. Mr. Mason sat in a chair next to the bed. He was covered in blood and looked dead. Mr. Rochester gave me a bowl of water to hold and used smelling salts to wake Mr. Mason up. "Am I dying?" Mr. Mason asked. "No, you will be fine. Jane," Mr. Rochester said. "Yes," I replied. "I need you to look after Mr. Mason while I go to get the doctor." "Mr. Mason, if you talk to Jane, I will kill you, Mr. Rochester said. He left and locked the door. I was scared, but I did what Mr. Rochester said. I wondered what had happened to Mr. Mason and why Mr. Rochester had been scared when he arrived. It was getting light outside when Mr. Rochester came back. The doctor was with him. He took care of Mr. Mason. Mr. Rochester sent me to get a shirt and a tie for Mr. Mason from Mr. Rochester's room. I didn't understand what was going on. A woman had attacked Mr. Mason. He had teeth marks and cuts from a knife on him. When I gave Mr. Rochester the shirt and tie, he sent me to get Mr. Mason's cloak. The doctor and Mr. Rochester got Mr. Mason ready to leave. I went down the stairs to check for anyone walking around. The doctor and Mr. Rochester carried Mr. Mason down to a carriage. The doctor took Mr. Mason back to his house to help him get better.